So Friday is really focused on information. So the first session, which starts at 11:30 at the publisher, is really focused on getting people excited about the walk, seeing how you can participate, much more focused, like I said, on the walk and how we can get involved. The second session starts at 1:30, and that's also at the publisher, and that is really focused on getting more information about the association in general, the Alzheimer's Association, how the contributions are allocated, what has been done in research, as well as education, and how the Alzheimer's Association is here strictly focused to the Fredericksburg and the Greater Fredericksburg community.
Well, Alzheimer's, Amber, it's such a tough disease, but there are, I know that there are some things being done that helps, and the Alzheimer's Association is truly doing a lot of things out there.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So, obviously one of the biggest things is to find a cure. So they spend a lot of the resources focused on, different medicines. I just actually recently learned earlier this year when I was at their national convention is that there's actually now a blood test that can be a precursor or a predeterminer of having the disease or going to be susceptible to be getting the disease. And that is, similar. They call it their, back in the day when breast cancer awareness was there, it was always about the mammogram, where mammograms weren't included in your preventative health. Well, similar now, the Alzheimer's Association is calling this blood test their, basically their moment where people can actually learn early on that they, that they have these precursors, but also get educated and get informed of how they can have different medicines to be able to slow down the disease. So there's still not, unfortunately, a cure, but there are a lot of things that the Alzheimer's Association has invested in research and basically finding the cure. So that's one main area is research development, finding the cure, but then also education. So I know very well, me supporting my own grandmother who went through this horrible disease and being one of her main caregivers, how devastating it is and how you don't know what you don't know. And so the Alzheimer's Association does a lot with providing education, providing support. There are lots of different groups locally that also help when it comes to, having support groups. So there is it's multidimensional. It's finding a cure, but it's also today in this day and age, how do I get help? How do I understand the disease? How do I ultimately, how am I going to become something that can support my loved one who is dealing with the disease? And as well as if you're a caregiver, the exhausted nature it is to care for someone. So how can I get support as well?
But Amber, just those two things, and about this meeting on Friday, make it so important. I had not heard that about just the test that can help you. That's huge news. And then also for so many people too, just to know that there are some helps, and there are people and there are resources around here that can help you. So this meeting on Friday really is can be really helpful to families.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of times. In the business that I own, we talk about our clients as being the senior or the person that's dealing with the different types of ailments. But really, in the end of the day, the person that needs the most support is the caregiver, is the family, is the loved one that is there day in and day out. And it's so tough. It's so tough to see someone that you love slip away slowly, mentally. And but there's still great opportunities to find moments of joy and being able to live with the disease and hopefully slow it with the different research and options and also support to, make sure that everybody can not just survive, but thrive.
Boy,
when they're dealing with this disease.
And like you say, the caregivers, it's mm-hmm. so, it is so hard. And especially when, in some cases, when in some of the more severe cases, when you're not recognized and yep. it just goes on and on, it's so tough.
Well, and a lot of times too, where before it wasn't something that could be diagnosed. Well, now it can be diagnosed. So, sometimes when you're a family member and there's no diagnosis, you kind of sometimes think, oh my gosh, am I going crazy? Or, what's going on? Or, and getting that diagnosis is empowering because then you can then take the steps that you need and build out that pathway to be able to support it, to be able to support your loved one that's going through it, and then support your family who's dealing with it as well.
And I know the medicines have come a long ways.
Yes.
And that is one, even though there is not the cure, the medicines, even from 10, 20 years ago, have gotten so
yes.
much better in helping.
Yeah, and I think it's very similar to any disease. The earlier you can diagnose it, the better chances you have to be able to, like I said, instead of just surviving, but thriving. So this early detection and getting the word out that there is this blood test and getting insurances and getting providers to know that there's this option out there for people to have that early detection, that's a huge moment right now that we want to make sure that we're getting the word out and we're getting it part of a preventative, especially if you have someone in your family that has dealt with it. The sooner you know, the better, and the faster you can get treatment and be able to, you know, ultimately do the best you can to survive it.
Absolutely. So what do people need to know about Friday? Do they need to sign up in advance?
Yes. So if anybody's interested, the best thing to do, I'm just going to give you my email address. You can go ahead and email me at any point, and we'll definitely make sure that you have a seat. You can email me at Amber Cisneros. I'm going to spell it out for you. It's C as in cat, I-S-N-E-R-O-S at comfortkeepers.com. The Alzheimer's Association is putting on the event this Friday, but we'll make sure that you can get included in the RSVP. But that's Amber Cisneros at comfortkeepers.com, and just go ahead and leave me your name and your phone number, and I'll get back to you and make sure that we get you, like I said, a part of the activities on Friday.